Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, high noon in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're excited to get to the Rude Guest Hotline, even though he's sitting with us. Our friend Ben Standig. You can follow him at Ben Standig. Check out his Substack and his podcast, Last Man Standig. Benny, what's up, dude?
Not much. Thanks for having me on, as always.
Yeah, dude. The story today is Cliff Kingsbury saying he wants Terry McLaurin out there. To me, it's also like offensive coordinator wants best receiver on the field. Shocker. You know what I mean? Yeah. What'd you make of it?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right, but, like, you know, because Dan Quinn is the person we typically ask about this, and he's tap dancing around it because he obviously there's only so much that he can say. So he has not expressed frustration, I would say, and I think Kingsbury did today. So it's at least the first sign of, hey, what are we doing? And if you're Kingsbury, I mean, like that joint scrimmage here the other day with the split squad, the offense didn't score, and Jaden Daniels looked uncomfortable, which is pretty rare. And part of that is definitely the offensive line, and part of it is definitely not having Terry. So, yeah, I mean, when the offensive coordinator comes to us and we ask questions about the offense, it's hard for him to say what the offense is doing when pieces of the offense are not there.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think is kind of the latest, the situation with Terry?
I've given up trying to figure this one out, man. I mean, we're 3 weeks past what I would have assumed would have been a done deal. You know, it looks like he's not going to play in the preseason, right? The Bengals game is only a couple of days away, and the Ravens game is on the heels of that. So even if he were to show up, the starters aren't playing in that game. So presumably he's missing all the preseason. And, you know, now we're getting close. I think we're getting to the point where the question has to be asked, what's the latest he can return and play in week one? Because you don't want to have him pulling a hamstring or what have you when you got to need him out there for 18 weeks.
What is that answer for you, B? What is the latest he can return and be ready for week one?
After the next preseason game? Because they got 2 weeks to get ready.
So basically, that's kind of what I was thinking. Like the Ravens game.
You got two whole weeks to get ready, which that is, like I said, that's rare. Now that wasn't like that before. Now that over the last couple of years, it's been like that. You know, but does what Cliff said kind of show you, like, we look at teams, we always, the way we view football teams, oh, they're all together. This is where we see the separation of church and state right here, where coaches have a different mindset than what front offices does.
Sure. I mean, look, I think Cliff's intentions are pure and honest, but he also came back here to build off what happened last year because he's going to want to get another head coaching job. And that's going to be – he'll be less attractive if this offense goes backwards and not having Terry McLaurin, not having your two starting guards out there. You know, we already knew Cosme would be out. We don't know when Brandon Coleman is coming back. Mm-hmm. That's not ideal. And, you know, and here's the thing. Noah Brown's also out. Without McLaurin and Brown, the only receiver, wide receiver back from last year who played at all is Luke McCaffrey. And he's, you know, deep on the depth chart. So Jaden doesn't have anybody to work with that he was working with last year outside at all. So that's another part of this. As good as he is, he needs to work with guys who are realistically mm-hmm. going to play. And I don't know that he's been able to do that. So, yeah, it's definitely getting interesting.
Yeah, and I thought Kingsbury was very honest about the wide receiver depth. Said, you know, some guys are taking advantage of the opportunities and some guys are not. I think that's true, dude. And
I love that. I love that side of him, though.
But I think
it's his sugarcoat.
Right.
We've seen it in real time, dude. Like, Ja'Cory Brooks is moving up. And
yes,
they just
is.
Cut Mike Strachan. And, like, Chris Moore couldn't have had a more disappointing preseason debut. You know what I'm saying? Like, there is movement and fluctuation on that wide receiver depth chart in real time.
Mm-hmm. When they brought in the 14 players the other day for that tryout and none of them were a receiver, my only thought, the receiver free agents are not that impressive. But two, it said to me, all right, they want to look at the young guys before they do anything else. And I thought today, like, they've been mixing and matching the receivers with different first team, second team, third team all summer. But it felt like Ja'Cory Brooks and Tay Martin in particular were out there more with the ones today with Jaden at quarterback than I had seen. And, you know, Jaden hit Brooks a couple of times, including one in the back of the end zone for a nice play. So, yeah, from an upside perspective, those guys are going to have way more. It's not realistic to think they can come in and replace either McLaurin or Noah Brown, but it's not like the veterans are getting that job done either from what we've seen.
I saw Craycraft running some good routes today. He could be a guy that could run some slot for you.
What do you think the slot situation is? Because Debo can play it some, but is obviously a different guy. We're seeing, I think the natural slot guys that have been here are Lane and McCaffrey, but because you don't have McLaurin and Brown, those guys are on the outsides a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Craycraft has a real roster shot, but you can't rule it out. Like, it's not like a normal mid-August
sign. It's only guys that's been around and hadn't grabbed it by the horns to say it's mine.
Right.
So, but Debo can be your slot. Also, when you look at certain situations where you may put in two tight ends, you can put in Debo. A linebacker's not running with Debo.
Right.
No. A safety may have problems with him, too. So that's an advantage for you. And I think what Cliff tries to do is have personnel groupings to set up a matchup advantage.
You know, obviously Quinn's not going to say anything negative about what he thinks. And Kingsbury did say that good quote there about some guys not stepping up. But I think a sign also of they understand what they're up against is – one day, Dan Quinn this week said Jalen Lane is showing well in the slot, and that was the projection of where he would play ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
Then yesterday, he was asked about what do you like out of the scrimmage, and he said that we saw Jalen Lane playing on the outside. And to me, that's starting to feel like the Mikey Sanders still situation from last year.
He where everything.
Right, we're like, but they wanted him in the slot, and then it became like, okay, we have nobody on the outside. He's going to have to go play out there. Obviously, that worked, but I don't think their plan was for Jalen Lane to be on the outside, but they right now have no choice, so I think they have to look and see what that looks like.
What Mike Tyson said, everybody got plans to get punched in the mouth.
They've
gotten punched in the mouth.
That's one of my favorite.
They don't have two of the outside receivers here.
Absolutely. We're talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Benny a follow at Ben Standig. Check out the Last Man Standig podcast. I think in your latest podcast, you talked about some of the defensive line players that are kind of catching your eye. Make it some plays. I think Jalen Holmes is having a good camp. I thought he was good towards the end of last season. Carl Davis is a guy that I think has been playing well. Who's catching your eye on that D-line and maybe the group in general?
Well, this is not about making the roster, but I think Dorrance Armstrong, to me, has had a really good summer, and it's building off of the 3.5 sacks he had in the playoffs last year. You know, I don't think his pass rushing skills were shown as much as probably everybody would have liked in the regular season, but he picked it up, and now that you're adding Von Miller, you know, now that they have more bodies on the defensive line overall, I think he's got a chance to get, you know, back to the sack numbers that he had with Dallas, you know, 7-8. in that range. I mean, Johnny Newton, just to name a guy, again, he's on the team, but, you know, we saw what he did in the preseason opener. That was very impressive for a guy that, you know, last year was fine, but clearly still recovering from, you know, the
two-foot surgery.
Yeah. So I think to me, those guys are interesting. I think my basic thing with the defensive line is it's a quantity over quality situation. I don't mean that these guys are bad, but they don't have – there's not, like, an obvious – stud up there, at least unless, you know, Daron Payne returns to 2023 form. But I think they have a lot more options than they did last year. So I think they've raised the floor, and we'll see about the ceiling.
The thing that I'm concerned about is the linebacker position. I look at two guys, and they are outstanding, Luvu and also Wagner. After that, questions. I saw quickly was a guy left the other day, number 45. Now Duke Riley's wearing that number.
Hampton was 45.
They're jumping in the numbers real quick.
Yeah.
And McGee is a guy who they have a lot of interest in. They like him a lot, but he's been injured. Saw him out the other day on the sideline, per se. But what's your thought on that after the first two guys?
Well, I think, look, obviously they didn't love what Hampton did in that preseason game, and it didn't look that great. So, you know, they moved on from him. I think the signing of Duke Riley was to say we need at least another adult in the room in case something happens, because, you know, Kane Medrano is a sixth-round pick. I think he's shown some good flashes, and we know about the speed, and he's a willing tackler, but he's a sixth-round rookie. It'd be hard to say, hey, go play a lot more. And, again, especially, like, they want Jordan McGee out there to play more 4-3 when other teams are going with 12 and 13 personnel. The other options don't necessarily give you that based on size, but you've got to see what you have. Jordan McGee, it's odd to say it would be a big loss if he's not out there for week one, but kind of, yeah, because, of what he represents to what Joe Witt wants to do.
At this point, don't you think it's tracking that way?
Well, it's not looking good.
I mean, we still are far away. We're 3 weeks out, but, like, I don't know. The McGee thing is one of these frustrations, because when he has been on this field, he's looked good.
Yeah.
And just when you see him physically, he has that big barrel chest. Like, he's built like a true linebacker. It's not like a conversion, like possible safety, whatever. It's like, this dude is a traditional linebacker. Let's get him on the field.
Think about it. It's like what you find out in the NFL, and I say it all the time. I know we lose our mind with injuries, but it's football. People get injured. There are people that can play with them. When these young guys figure that out, then I think we may see something, because – you tell me Bobby and Frankie didn't get injured last year. They played.
Right.
These other guys, as soon as they feel a little pain, a little ache, they off the field. Once they learn that you can play with a little ache and pain, I think he'll change. But his mindset right now is not fit for that type of football.
Is that not to give you old man yelling at the cloud opportunity, is this more of the modern athlete, or is this just how young guys have always kind of been?
We watch a lot of young athletes that play through it too, you know. I watch guys that like
Sam Still.
Sam Still is somebody cut from the old days.
Right.
But I don't blame the modern athlete. I blame the modern structure.
Right.
Because if you give young people multiple choices, they choosing the easiest one.
Sure. I certainly do.
I'm just saying.
One of the biggest questions, I think, talking with our friend Ben Standing from the Last Man Standing podcast, one of the biggest questions, I think, is how much starters go on Monday night. What do you think?
Well, I was at least looking at the offense, but probably both sides. I was thinking maybe no more than two reps, especially if the offense were to score, you know, off the bat.
They look good.
But then they cancel the joint practice against the Ravens. And my assuming that none of them will play against the Ravens in the actual game, maybe that leads to an extra rep. I mean, perhaps Jaden is a separate issue, but, like, maybe that leads to an extra rep. At some point, and I've heard you say this, in order to get ready for football, you have to play football.
Yeah.
And not only did they not play in the first game, it's been a fairly quiet – since they got back from New England, they had the one scrimmage, and today they were in pads. But that was a week ago, and they haven't done a ton since. So I think they maybe do need to play at least an extra series just to get hit.
I think the way you look at Jaden, and now Jay had asked me this question earlier, if you don't have Tunsil and Coleman, does he play? I think yes. And I think if he goes out there and he boom, 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 marches down the field, he can sit down. But those starters need to play a little bit long anyway. And I need to see everybody else. But Jaden goes down and looks sharp like Burrow did last week, I probably wouldn't have played him, you know, after that. But if he doesn't look sharp, maybe you need to get a little bit more.
And look, let's be honest. Like, again, the scrimmage that they had, the inter-squad, it's one practice. The offense did not look good. And it was the rare time that Jaden Daniels, who is normally unflappable, looked a little uncomfortable. And, you know, he wasn't getting hit, but he's getting pressure right up the middle. The receivers aren't getting open. You need to get that taste out of the mouth and get him back into, you know, the normal rhythm. So, it maybe needs to play a little bit more than just two series.
So, talking about our friend.
You think when Cliff spoke today, he wasn't speaking for Jaden?
Yeah.
I need Tyrion.
Talking with our friend Ben Stanek here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. So, I was driving home yesterday, and I heard Paulie call into Russell, say, man, you got to stop acting like Ben Stanek reported something. I was like, what the hell? So then I texted you, are you reporting that B-Rob's getting cut? And you said, no. I said, help me understand. You were asked who could be a surprise cut, and you said maybe it could be Brian Robinson. Is that an accurate reflection?
In May, doing a mailbag, I was asked who could be this year's Jahan Dotson. And I cited Brian Robinson because I think they want more big plays out of the backfield, and he's not that guy. He's, you know, a power runner. I think he only had 4 plays last year total, over 20 yards or more. Not a much of a pass catcher. But, okay, it's not like they didn't do that much in the offseason to say that's going to really happen. But now, as we've seen this play out, and Bill has looked good. They actually, you know, you've guys like Chris Rodriguez and Felton have looked good, not to mention Eckler and McNichols. And, again, you just look at the whole situation. I don't know that Brian Robinson is the right fit for the Cliff Kingsbury offense, and I don't know that the drop-off from him to some of these other guys is that dramatic. Plus, from a salary cap perspective, his contract is about $3.6 million towards the cap. Of that, only like $200,000, a little over $200,000, is dead money. So they could basically cut him for free or trade him, whatever, and I think they still would have other options that would be better fit for three downs for Kingsbury. It doesn't mean that they will, but I look at those and some other factors, and I do wonder if we could see a change there.
Who in camp has played to where you would say, let's get rid of this guy? I know you say Bill, but Bill he's dealing with a nursing injury.
Sure.
And I think he has great vision and all, but I'm not saying he's good enough to say, let's just cut Brian. And I think Brian looks different this year than he did last.
It's no real, like, if Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler is the combo.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So again, totally fine. I mean, that you can work with that, no doubt. I just, the little bit we saw of Bill the other day, even as like a pass catcher, he showed the ability not just catch the ball, but then evade – the tackler right away. I think Chris Rodriguez gives you some of that in between the tackles running style that, that Robinson does. The other thing with Bill, by the way, is he didn't play last year in college. So the idea that he would be able to play 17 games is pretty, I guess, silly, because that's just it's not realistic. Mm-hmm. So you'd have to nurse him through the year. But like I said, like even
he's
like
fresh.
Hey, he's fresh.
Definitely fresh.
But like Austin Eckler, like you don't want to overuse Eckler based on his age and wear and tear. But he's the only real three down back on this team. And I think to some degree they're better off with him in there than B Rob. And the other guys give you the B Rob elements. So
let me play some devil's advocate here, because I don't. Is there a scenario where that is possible? Yes. I think it's fairly unlikely. I don't know where you were. Like, at the joint practices, the view we had, we got to watch both fields concurrently because we were elevated. Not everybody had that view. The best the Commanders looked was when they were on the side field going against the Patriots ones. Mm-hmm. They ran the hell out of the football, and B-Rob looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
So I think, like, I got to watch that, and it's a frame of reference for me. The salary thing, I think, is such a reach. He's the 22nd highest cap number on the – like, that to me is just so irrelevant. It's not like they're cap-strapped. Like,
It's not that they're cap-strapped, and you're right. It's not the main data point, but it is a data point, and they're amid this conversation with Terry McLaurin about money. So to whatever degree that helps, you know, I'm just saying –
it's a data point. That's fine, but – if you want to point out that C-Rod or McNichols or Felton, these other dudes could do what he did, last year they went with him over those dudes, right? And I think
– and Felton has been around already.
I agree with you and have heard similar things. They wish B-Rob could be more explosive, period. That's a real part of his game. Like, the explosive stuff tends to lack. But I don't know that if your goal is to win in week one against the Giants – that you don't want him out there, especially short yardage, red zone stuff. So I just, to me, I'm allowing that it's a possibility, and I don't think you're doing this, but I think people run with you saying it, and then they're like, oh, this is going to happen. I think there's a big gap between those two things.
Yeah, I mean, look, the aggregation has already gotten out of hand. Like, I said flat out, I'm not reporting this. This is just how I'm looking at it. And then it turns into the Commander's reporter says – the team will cut Brian Robinson. So, yeah, it's definitely not that. And look, without Terry McLaurin, the Brian Robinson is one of the few pieces they can feel confident about. So it's not that it's a lock. I just think if all things being equal, they would rather have a running back in there that they can use on three downs. Like, if they're going the hurry up, as they do all the time, and he's out there, if you're the defense, you know he's really not going to be a factor in the passing game, and he's not – like some strong pass blocker. I'm not saying he's bad per se, but he's not a strength. And I think that makes them a little more, maybe not one dimensional, but makes them a little bit more obvious. So having guys who can do, you know, play, give you the sort of the three down potential, I think is what they would like. Now, maybe I'm looking at this more from an ideal scenario than a realistic, but I just think these other guys have impressed enough. But again,
but nobody uses one back and three downs anymore. They're gone away from
it. But I'm just saying if he's on the field, like if Eckler's on the field, you can do whatever you want, other than the fact that like you don't want to overuse him. Mm-hmm. When B-Rob's on the field, you can't really throw him out there as a receiver and all that. And I think that's what they
the
want to make it so you don't know
why
what's
not?
Happening.
Because I've seen him catch balls out here.
Sure.
So why not throw it to him in the game? They threw balls to Bates, and he can't catch. So why not throw the ball to B-Rob? And he can't catch.
I've always thought B-Rob was a better receiver than – he's been given credit for, but Cliff didn't use him that way last year. He turned it to other guys. And look, the short yardage was good. It fell off the end of the year. The run game completely disappeared in the last few weeks. Now, I think a lot of that had to do with Eckler being out and the offensive line struggling, which mm-hmm. led to getting Tunsil and Connerly. So it's not all in B-Rob. But, you know, again, I just think that, like, I don't know. To me, when I look at all the data points, I've been thinking about this for a while. Here, I think there's a world where that can happen, and nothing's persuaded me to think that it couldn't.
Is there a world where that could happen? Sure. But the other side of this, particularly offensively, is to release a running back of consequence that you can depend on the field. You know what he can give you, right? who is forcing their way to force that roster move? Because offensively, I don't see it. I think you could keep five receivers of this receiver core
sure.
and then just roll with four backs. Do you have to keep Lawrence Cager? Like, maybe defensively, maybe you go with an uneven number and you go 26-24. But, like, I also think if C-Rod's a priority, last year you cut him and got him back on your practice squad. I think they want to keep Chris in the building. I think they like Chris.
But well, if I'm Chris and you cut me, I'm leaving. I'm not going to keep staying around here for where you keep not wanting to use me because I think that guy could
but
play.
But remember, they cut him.
Someone has
and
to
people didn't
want him.
Didn't get him.
Well, again, that was a year ago. Look, he came into camp last year, not in the best shape. He finally worked himself into it. Whatever. Look, there are a ton of running backs. This is why running backs are devalued, because of the fact that you can kind of find guys. If Robinson and Eckler were out, I still don't. I think they'd be still reasonably okay because guys can fill in. It's just and like I said, I don't know if you would be cutting Robinson. I think a trade would be something to look at. Like I said, I just think we
in a devalued running back world. With a dude with 1 year left on his contract, what's the trade market for B-Rod?
Well, I mean, it'd be probably something along the lines of him and a seventh for a sixth. I mean, I'm not saying it would be a lot, but we'll see. Look, like I said, it's not that if he starts, it's totally fine. Obviously, he's good. But other teams can use a power back. I look at the Bears as an example. They got DeAndre Swift, and then the guy who would be their power back, Rashawn Johnson, I think, or whatever, whoever the backup is, he's been hurt. I think there's a couple other teams. I think Tennessee's another one. And by the way, Chicago's running back coach is Eric Bieniemy. Tennessee's running back coach is Randy Jordan, guys who've had B-Rob in the building. So, look, I think that my take on this is not – it's not A, it's not a hot take. And B, it's my view. I'm not saying they think that. That was my whole point. I don't know for a fact that they would think this way. But listening and thinking about it all this time, like I said, I've come to this – conclusion for more or less, and I think there's something to it.
They want him to be a more explosive player. After 3 years, I think you can agree that that's not who he is. It'll be interesting to watch, man. That's why they play the games. I think if the way he was running in New England, granted it was practice, it wasn't live, mm-hmm. but if we see some of that Monday night, I think it will dispel a lot of this stuff. But who knows if we will?
Yeah, I mean, and
Tunsil was a big part of that, just killing him on the left side.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if we see him.
As we say with Jaden too, like they're missing, you know, the interior guards. That's pretty big for a running back like Brian Robinson, where he's running between the tackles, not to mention the quarterback. So yeah, there's a sort of nothing to dispel because I'm the only one saying this. But I think if you're looking to maximize the offense, I think there's a world where one of these other guys might be the better fit.
You're not – it depends what you're saying. Like, is there a world where there's a possibility? I can see that. But I don't know that it's, like, a pressing issue inside that building. We got a break. Lamphill just yelled at me. Wow, it's 27. We really got a break.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
you're
time.
On another segment.
All right, Ben Standing. Check out his work.
Got a pencil subscription this time.
Check out his work at Last Man Standing. We'll be right back. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.